Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 2, Living in the Kingdom of God by Living a Hidden Life. Monday, Related Verses, Matthew 14, verse 23. And after he sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain privately to pray. And when night fell, he was there alone. Luke 6, verse 12. And in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. Matthew 14, verses 14 through 22. And going forth, he saw a great crowd, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Now when evening fell, the disciples came to him, saying, "This place is deserted, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We do not have anything here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And after commanding the crowds to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 hand baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, apart from women and children. And immediately he compelled the disciples to step into the boat and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. Related reading. After performing the miracle of feeding 5,000, the Lord went up to the mountain privately to pray. The Lord did not remain in the issue of the miracle with the crowds, but went away from them to be with the Father privately on the mountain in prayer. If we go to a certain place and have a great success, would we leave right away, or would we remain in this big success to enjoy it? We need to see and follow the pattern of the Lord Jesus. He did not remain in the issue of the great miracle that he performed. Instead, he went up to the mountain privately to pray. The word "privately" is very meaningful. This means he did not let the people know that he was going to pray. Otherwise, they would have followed him. He went away from them to be with the Father privately in prayer. I like these three phrases: to be with the Father, on the mountain, and in prayer. We should learn from the Lord's pattern here by exercising to be with him on the mountain in prayer. His looking up to heaven means that he had no trust in himself. His going up to the mountain means that he wanted to be with the Father in prayer. To pray with others is good, but often we need to pray by ourselves. When we pray with others, we cannot enjoy the Lord as deeply as when we pray to the Lord privately. Even the Lord Jesus told us that when we pray, we should enter into our private room and shut our door and pray to the Father who sees in secret. Then we have the sensation of how intimate he is to us and how close we are to him. We have to learn to leave the crowds, our family, our friends, and the saints in the church to go to a higher level on a high mountain. We have to go higher, far away from the earthly things on a lower level. We need to get to a higher level, separated from the crowd, to be with the Father privately and secretly, to have intimate fellowship with him. This is the significance of being on the mountain in prayer. We need to consider why the Lord Jesus went to the mountain right after this miracle. John 6, verse 27 gives us the reason. It says that after performing the miracle, the Lord said, "Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For him has the Father even God sealed. The Lord told the ones whom he fed not to seek the food that perishes, but to seek the food that abides unto eternal life. I believe the Lord Jesus went to the mountain to pray in this way. Father, I pray to you under your blessing. Through your blessing, you fed the 5,000. But Father, they are just seeking for the food that perishes. I do look unto you that you would bless them, that they would seek the food that abides unto eternal life. Father, you know that I am your sent one. Only I can give them the food that abides unto eternal life, but they do not know me in this way. They know only that I can perform a miracle to feed them with physical food, but they do not know that it is only I who can give them food that is of the eternal life. In John 6, the Lord revealed that he is the bread out of heaven, the bread of life. Eventually, he said that this bread is just his word. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 3 verse 34 says that he is the one who speaks the word and gives the spirit not by measure. To know him in this way requires a revelation, so he prayed for them privately on the mountain.